This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
The trial of Brian Walsh has some unusual dynamics beyond just the evidence. You got potential witnesses tied to the Michael Proctor scandal from the Karen Reed case. You've got a defendant who was stabbed in jail 2 months ago and just came off a 40-day mental health evaluation. And you've got a jury that has to decide if a man who admits he cut up his wife's body is telling them the truth when he says he didn't kill her. And by the way, I have a lovely Warhol over here if you'd like to buy it. Eric Faddis, defense attorney, is with us talking about all of this as we're trying to break it down as this trial unfolds. A lot of quirks here. One of those, like I said, Michael Proctor, the scandal from the Karen Reed case. Obviously, there's all the issues there. We don't need to go into all of them. But Proctor himself worked the case before he was fired. How much do you expect the defense to lean into something like that? And could it actually move a needle with the jury? And I'd also be wondering, you know, it probably depends how much they know about the Karen Reed trial, too.
You know, I think the defense would be prudent in really exploring those issues because, you know, you have this purported doubt regarding the cause of death. And perhaps the jury's like, I don't know about that. But then you got to add a layer. You add a layer of Michael, of Trooper Proctor. This guy is a shady dude, and he was working this case. Can you really believe everything that he did in the investigation? You add on top of that, you have this, jailhouse inmate who's going to testify, who was just on a mental health hold. You add all these layers of doubt. It does that cumulative effect of doubt. Appear sufficient for the jury to determine, you know, hey, I don't know about this unexplained death. I don't know that Trooper Proctor, you know, screwed everything up. But when we combine all these things, is that enough for reasonable doubt? That's an argument that'll be made.
And you're going for doubt. I mean, when you're going for doubt, having Michael Proctor anywhere in the repertoire is not a great thing. It's just, you don't want it. It's not a good look. But even though, I mean, do you feel that the evidence in this case is strong enough to really outshine anything in the Proctor world? I mean, you don't have Proctor in this case on tape or on texts, you know, calling him a no-ass bitch or something like that. You know, you just have him connected because he's part of a department that's part of a department. So there's not all that. And this doesn't mean everything he touched, you know, turned to absolute shit. But it's going to be a hurdle. They're going to have to take a look out. Walsh was stabbed in jail in September, underwent 40 days of medical competency evaluations, and was just cleared to stand trial literally 2 weeks ago. Does any of that factor into how a jury perceives him, or is that kept away from them entirely?
I think it's doubtful the jury would even find out about that. You know, goings on in jail, unfortunately, it is a gnarly place, and it can be dangerous, and people get hurt. And his defense might try to offer it because they might want to garner some sympathy and saying, God, this guy was stabbed up and he's been through hell. But I'm not sure the judge is going to let that in. I don't see how it's really relevant to any of the charges. And so, kind of too bad for Brian Walsh, but I don't think it's going to do him any favors at trial.
The judge indicated that she's going to have to instruct the jury on consciousness of guilt evidence. Can you explain what that means and how it applies here?
Certainly. So, if you think about a DUI case, in Colorado where I practice, if you're pulled over for DUI, they go through tests and then they can ask you, hey, do you want to take a chemical test like a breathalyzer or a blood test? Because that will show the blood alcohol content in your body. And then if a person refuses that, the argument from the prosecution is like, hey, look, if this person had nothing to hide, if they were actually sober, of course they would just blow into this thing. Of course they would, take a blood test or whatever. The fact that they didn't shows they're concealing something because they know what they've done is unlawful. And that same principle will apply to Brian Walsh's case in terms of the deceptive conduct with the police officers and also the cover-up. Why cover something up if you didn't do anything to cause it? That'll be how the prosecution styles.
No, makes some sense. Stacy, did you have something?
I know we have to do due process here. This guy is entitled to a trial, but I want to bang my head on the desk. Like, it just to me seems like such an open and shut case here. I feel like we're wasting everybody's time.
A lot of trials feel like that, though.
I know they do. So thank you for letting me vent that. But I just over and over, I keep saying, how is this guy not guilty?
Yeah, I keep looking at you and everything. You get kind of look in this face like, yeah, but come on. It's kind of like what I'm seeing. He's been in custody since January of 2023. He's also serving a federal sentence for art fraud. Let's just roll the dice here and say, you know, he gets a Yahtzee and he's acquitted of murder. What happens? I mean, obviously, he's admitted guilt to the other two charges. I'm assuming he doesn't just walk here. I'm assuming he's locked up for some amount of time. Would he not be?
Tony, I looked a few weeks back at the charges, and including the obstruction charge to which you pled guilty, the disposing of a body charge, and those charges do carry potentially years in prison. And so, you know, especially if he's acquitted, sometimes judges, they have their own opinion about what happened. And if they think the jury might have got it wrong on that one charge, you know, they might add a little extra onto the sentence for the other convictions. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if that kind of thing happens here. He spends years in prison. He's got the fraud prison sentence as well. But it wouldn't be an eternity. It wouldn't be a lifetime thing, at least on the obstruction and disposing of a body charge. I think the maximum is 10 years on the most serious of those charges. And with good time and earned time, that's not a lifetime.
That's just, I mean, it is what it is, but that's always amazing to me. Like the horrible things people can do. And like, well, that's kind of a slap on the wrist, like concealing a body chop. Like you can literally 10 years or less for going to Lowe's, getting the hacksaw, cutting the body up. And like, that's all there is that really, I mean, yeah.
There are people who are serving years, multiple years for just using marijuana for themselves. They weren't even selling it. They're just in jail. And when you put it over this template of what this guy could be serving, it doesn't feel fair. Sometimes the justice system just doesn't feel fair, you know?
Yeah, certainly. And I think last time I checked, the obstruction charge actually carries more potential prison than disposing of a body. So that's sort of like a weird value judgment that the legislature made there, which is kind of a head scratch.
What about disposing of a body while on marijuana?
There you go.
I think you'd almost need it. I don't know how else you really handle that. I don't know. Maybe a lot of booze, but then you're going to crash your car. And yeah, the defense has not shown its full hand yet in what experts are going to be calling. If you're running the defense here, what kind of expert testimony would you be looking for to create reasonable doubt for Brian Walsh?
Gosh, if you've got a solid forensic pathologist on the defense, you know, the prosecution uses forensic pathologists, that they opine on cause of death and manner of death. And it's going to depend in part on how that expert presents to the jury. Do they seem credible? Do they seem qualified? What's their experience? What's their experience with the specific alleged condition of sudden unexplained death? It appears extremely rare, according to defense's opening argument. So, can the defense really get up there and say, hey, there's a track record of this. There's a medical science foundation for this. And will the jury believe that? You got to have a good expert. And so I think we'll kind of be sitting at the edge of our seats to see how that plays out.
Can we rewind for just a second and go back to his competency to stand trial and to his 40-day psych eval? What goes on in something like that? Is this something that they could go back to and say, see, he does have mental breaks every now and then. This was a panic moment. Would they play into that and lean into that? And can you tell us how they evaluate somebody like that?
Yeah. So typically what happens, at least in Colorado where I practice, is when a person's incarcerated, they have a mental health professional go there. They do a pretty involved assessment. They do an interview. They do they acquire information about the individual's background, their track history, criminal record, things like that, that they conduct a number of tests and psychological tests, things like that. And they opine on, hey, can this person be competent to stand trial or not? The risk with defense, if they were to bring that up, I think what that does is it might open the door to everything that came out during that assessment and during the rehabilitation period where they're trying to get the guy competent through therapy and pharmaceuticals and everything like that. And perhaps during that period, there could be some gnarly information that is disclosed. And usually it is just rife with potential pitfalls if you open the door to that, because then, you know, maybe you can act that you can argue that he's snapped, but also the jury gets to hear about some perhaps very unsavory and distasteful stuff that this guy has said and done, and that's a big risk.
Even more so than what he's on trial for.
Perhaps.
How much do you think the defense is going to play into heartstrings on this? And this is a hard one to play heartstrings on when your instrument is literally just a piece of shit. You know, I mean, and you have this going, look at this guy. Look at, I mean, he chopped up his wife. He's been dealing in art fraud. But the heartstrings would be the three kids. Their mom is gone. And now you're going to take away their father. I don't know how you can land that one, though, with this guy. I mean, in some cases, sure. You're like, look, he's a really love. This guy, it's like he's out, you know, chopping up his mom in the other room and getting the kids Happy Meals in the other. It's not exactly the shining portrait of father of the year.
Oh, certainly not. And in fact, you have to argue that rather artfully, because in most jurisdictions, you can't say if you convict this guy, he's going to prison forever. This is his consequence. That'll be his sentence. Don't do that to his family. You can't talk about the consequence. You can't talk about the sentence. But you can talk about, you know, you can style it as like, hey, if this person is branded with the scarlet letter of a murder conviction, we all know what that means. And what that means is it's going to have grave impacts for his life and for the people in his life. So you kind of have to dance around it as opposed to directly saying, hey, don't send this guy to prison forever because these kids won't have a dad. And then on top of that, the circumstances of this one are pretty grisly. Tough argument.
And that's got to be a hard one, too, because you don't know what every juror is going to run it through their own prism. And some jurors are going to be thinking like I do, where it's like, yeah, the best thing for these children is to never interact with their father again for the rest of their lives. That is the best possible outcome in this horrible situation. But you're going to have others that are going to have a different prism of, yeah, my parents are a piece of shit, but I've continued to have an interaction with them throughout my life because I'm feel guilty or whatever reason compels them to stay in an abusive relationship with a shitty parent. And they're going to think, oh, it's still good. You still need that biological parent right there or whatever. They're going to make that argument because, you know, this is how our court system even still works in family law of, you know, let's reunify pieces of shit with innocent people, innocent children. So you still have that thinking. And it seems to be fairly divided out there, I would say. I mean, in my opinion, of people who are going to think one way versus another. So that's another prism that they got to consider if they're going to go down that road at all, is it not?
Exactly. And what you're touching on, Tony, I think is so important because nowhere in the statutes does it say the jury can consider whether these children are not going to have any parents after this. But what it illustrates is that we all come into this with our own life experience as jurors. Mm-hmm. And that life experience colors the way that we see circumstances, the way that we make determinations about what should happen. And so even though it's not contained in the jury instructions, you're not going to find it in some statute book, you better believe that background of that person substantially influences how they might act as a juror in a case like this.
Yeah. So many pieces at play and so many prisms to go through to figure out how to get from point A to point B if you're the defense or you're the prosecution, and obviously both landing in very different holes. Eric Faddis, defense attorney, thank you so much as always for coming on and giving us your insight into this case as always. And if you want to express your opinion on this, let us know in the comment section on YouTube. Go to the website, go to our YouTube channel, Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, and you will find us there, and you can weigh in on those comments and press subscribe while you are at it. Until next time, for Eric, Todd, and Stacy, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro Plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro Plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro Plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.